November 30th through December 6th. Moroni chapters 1 through 6. To keep them in the right way. Moroni recorded what he hoped would be of worth in some future day. See Moroni chapter 1 verse 4. What do you find in Moroni chapters 1 through 6 that is of worth to you? Record what you discover and consider sharing it with someone who might also find it valuable. After finishing his father's record of the Nephites and abridging the record of the Jaredites, Moroni thought at first that his record-keeping work was done. See Moroni chapter 1, verse 1. What more was there to say about two nations that were utterly destroyed? But Moroni had seen our times. See Mormon chapter 8, verse 35. And he was inspired to write a few more things that perhaps they may be of worth in some future day. See Moroni chapter 1, verse 4. He knew that widespread apostasy was coming, bringing with it confusion about priesthood ordinances and religion in general. This may be why he gave clarifying details about the sacrament, baptism, conferring the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the blessings of gathering with fellow believers to, quote, keep each other in the right way, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and the finisher of our faith, end quote. See Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Precious insights like these give us reason to be thankful that the Lord preserved Moroni's life, so he could write a few more things. See Moroni chapter 1, verse 4. Ideas for personal scripture study. Moroni chapter 1. Disciples of Jesus Christ remain faithful despite opposition. For some people, it's easier to be faithful in times of ease and comfort. But as disciples of Jesus Christ, we must remain faithful even when we face trials and opposition. As you read Moroni chapter 1, what inspires you about Moroni's faithfulness to the Lord and to his calling? How can you follow his example? Moroni chapters 2 through 6. Priesthood ordinances must be administered as the Lord commands. During his mortal ministry, the Savior received and administered sacred ordinances, such as baptism. See Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, Joseph Smith translation, John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, in the Bible appendix. Priesthood ordination. See Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19, and the sacrament. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. However, because of the great apostasy, many people today are confused about how ordinances must be performed, and even whether they are needed at all. In Moroni chapters 2 through 6, Moroni provided important details about certain priesthood ordinances that can help us clear up some of that confusion. What impressions come as you learn about the ordinances in these chapters? The following are some questions you might ask to help you learn. Confirmation. See Moroni chapter 2 and chapter 6, verse 4. What do the Savior's instructions in Moroni chapter 2, verse 2 teach you about the ordinances of confirmation? What do you think it means to be wrought upon and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost? See Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Priesthood ordination, Moroni chapter 3. What do you find in this chapter that could help someone prepare to be ordained to the priesthood? What do you find that would help someone perform an ordination? The sacrament, Moroni chapters 4 and 5 and chapter 6, verse 6. Note the promises in the sacrament prayers. See Moroni chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 5, verse 2, and ponder what you are doing to keep your promises. What can you do to invite the influence of the Spirit more powerfully as you participate in the sacrament? Baptism, Moroni chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. What can you do to continue to meet the qualifications for baptism given in these verses, even after you are baptized? What do these verses suggest to you about what it means to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ? Based on what you have learned, how will you change the ways you think about, participate in, or prepare others for these ordinances? Why is it important that these ordinances be, quote, administered according to the commandments of Christ, end quote? See Moroni chapter 4, verse 1. See also ordinances, gospel topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Moroni chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. disciples of Jesus Christ look after the welfare of each other's souls. While it's true that we all work out our own salvation, see Mormon chapter 9, verse 27, Moroni also taught that meeting together oft with fellow believers can help us keep in the right way. See Moroni chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. As you read Moroni chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, ponder the blessings that come from being numbered among the people of the Church of Christ. See Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. How could you help make the experiences you and others have at church more like the one Moroni describes, whether you are a leader or a participant? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Moroni chapter 1 and Moroni chapter 6 verse 3. What does it mean to deny the Christ? See Moroni chapter 1 verses 2 and 3. How can we show our determination to serve Him to the end? See Moroni chapter 6 verse 3. Share examples of people you know who have this determination to serve Him. Moroni chapter 4 verse 3 and Moroni chapter 5 verse 2. Reading the sacrament prayers as a family could lead to a discussion about treating the sacrament with more reverence. Perhaps family members could discuss phrases from these prayers that are especially meaningful to them. They could also record their thoughts about these phrases or draw a picture that helps them think about the Savior. They could bring what they wrote or drew to sacrament meeting to help them focus their thoughts on Him. Tell your family how you feel about the sacrament and the Savior's sacrifice. Moroni chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What does it mean to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit? See Moroni chapter 6, verse 2. How does this help us prepare for baptism? How might it help us after we are baptized? Moroni chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. According to these verses, what are some of the blessings that come from being numbered among the people of the Church of Christ? See Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Why do we need the church? Moroni chapter 6, verse 8. What does this verse teach about repentance? What does it mean to seek forgiveness with real intent? See Moroni chapter 6, verse 8. Consider singing a song about forgiveness, such as Help Me, Dear Father, from Children's Songbook, page 99. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. Find evidence of God's love. President M. Russell Ballard taught, quote, "The gospel is a gospel of love, love for God and love for one another," end quote. From God's Love for His Children, Ensign May, 1988. As you read the scriptures, consider noting or marking evidences of God's love for you and all His children.